Sugar cold coffee when their minds find themselves elsewhere. Grave styles rock the poolside. Hey you, yes you, come on in, the quicksand is fine. I had a strange sixth sense where I sensed the end, the spell catastrophe with a capital C. And behold, the snakes in the grass and there's bully holes in the wall.
To Much Rock podcast number 161. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Hot Club de Paris with the song Dog Tired at the Spring Dance Marathon. That's on the band's new CD, Free the Pterodactyl 3, released January of this year on Moshi Moshi Records. That band is just a compilation, I believe, of the first two 10-inches the band released in England. They are from Liverpool. And this is their first official U.S. release. I'm liking it a lot. It's got a bit of the garage of Arctic Monkeys and a lot of the pop and craziness of Los Campesinos, so I'm happy there. Let's see. I've got lots of things this week, and they're all very different, so hold onto your hat and open your mind. Coming up next, a track from Wire.
Please don't twist.
Drifting away there on the sounds of the radio department. That song is called What You Sell, and I've got that on the Passive Aggressive Singles 2002 to 2010 album. I think it just came out on Labrador Records January of this year. The band, of course, from Lund in Sweden, and that song was released, I think, in 2006 as a B-side to Worst Taste in Music EP, and that's what that collection is. Collection of tracks you probably haven't heard, I haven't, and I'm glad to have discovered a few of those. I definitely like the band's later material better, which puts me in odds with most people, I think, but I really enjoy that, and you'll remember me playing a couple of songs from their last album that came out last year. and really enjoying those. Before that, we heard from Wire, something new from the band, came out in January this year. The album is called Red Bark Tree, and the song I played was called Please Take. That is on the band's own Pink Flag Records. That album is very good. It is certainly not in the same league as the first three albums, but it's real close. And that song there definitely has some hints of my favorite Wire song, or one of my favorite, at least, Outdoor Minor. Coming up next, we're going to go back to the UK. And here's a track by Sheffield UK's The Big Eyes Family Players.
Why wouldn't he speak to me. He was a factory-made pink sugar elephant, giving the children for treats after tea. He had two eyes, but he couldn't see me there. He had four legs, but he couldn't go anywhere. And so we just sat there early on a morning sun, and I risen a magic everywhere. All alone, all alone, all alone, all alone, all alone.
I saw 17 pink sugar elephants sitting under a chestnut tree. I said good morning, pink sugar elephants, but they wouldn't speak to me.
Okay, that's simply precious. That is Mates of State with the song 17 Pink Sugar Elephants. That's on the band's album Crushes, a mixtape of covers. Originally, that was a Vashti Bunyan track, the godmother of freak folk. And there at the end, you heard one of the kids. I'm not sure which one of the Mates of State's joining them on that track. That album was released in June of last year. I think it's a self-release. And it has its moments of interestingness. So maybe if you're a fan, you've already got it. And maybe if you're not, maybe you visit that on Amazon and see if you're interested. I do like that song a lot, though. Before that was the Big Eyes Family Players with the song Lewis. That is on the band's album Family Favorites, which was released, or is to be released, rather, March 22nd of this year on Karate Body. It is a compilation of UK tracks, I think, making their first appearance in the US. A great little chamber pop band there. And that kind of, let me give me some news here. I'll let you know that the way the podcast works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. And as we always say, hopefully I make good choices and it makes a good podcast, keeping coming back week after week. And this week, it was all good, right? So far? Let's continue on here. This is a track by Chris Bathgate. This song is called No Silver.
I ain't got no silver, I ain't got no gold. In the white sheet winter, with its dawn so cold, you know I froze.
So cold.
All right, I hope you had your headphones on for that one, preferably in an airplane at about 30,000 feet at dusk. I think that's when that album is best listened to. That is the band Wive, a project of Wes Thordson, who you may know from A Whisper in the Noise. The song is called Lazarus and Dives, and it's on the album Pull that was released last year on Exile on Mainstream and Southern Records, though just recently re-released, though I don't know exactly why. He's based out of Minneapolis there. Before that, the man Chris Bathgate for the song No Silver. That is on the album Salt Year, which will come out April, actually, of this year on Quite Scientific Records. He is based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Song reminds me a lot of William Elliott Whitmore, but I really enjoy it, so we just won't award originality points. We'll just award points for good stuff. I see I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up here. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 161. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Let's see, we're going to end things this week as we normally do with something a little bit different. But hey, if I got it, I've got to play it on the podcast, and that's just how it works. So you're going to be listening to Crystal Viper. This is a band for all you fans of kind of the British heavy metal of the late 80s. And those of you into Iron Maiden will really enjoy this, the rest of you. I know, it's okay to turn it off. I will not be upset. The band is Crystal Viper. They're from Poland. The song I'm going to play is called The Ghost Ship. It's on the band's new album, Legends, which came out, I guess it comes out next week, February 22nd, on AFM Records. Most of the album is just straight ahead kind of power metal, but this song in particular has some kind of folky metal elements to it, so that's what draws me to this track. And yes, I know most of you could care less the difference between folk metal and power metal or any kind of metal, but that's how we're going to wrap things up this week. So thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you humoring me. We'll be back next week. This is Crystal Viper.
Forget, but we'll keep moving on to what we said.